Here is our weekly interview with South Strand internists, Dr. Brian Adler, talking about a chronic cough.
Well, again, chronic cough, which is persistent or intermittent over a period of often months, is something that should be evaluated. The most common reasons we see it typically are allergic in nature. Mm-hmm. And some of these, again, are what we call seasonal or perennial, which means they're year-round. The persistent cough that can last for many months, that's not characteristically a seasonal problem, is a bit worrisome, and anyone should have an x-ray, chest x-ray, to make sure there isn't some underlying problem, which could obviously be a malignancy or an infectious process. One of the things we see in this climate, which is not unusual, are a variety of conditions that can be caused by mold. Mm. And because, again, we're in a very humid climate, and many people are either renting or recently have even purchased properties that could have had at some point damage to the drywall that you may not see, especially if it's been painted. Again, mold can be an underlying problem, which can be very disabling to the point where it could be very dangerous. So that's one issue that we look at amongst many others. But again, I think the persistent cough can mean a lot of different things, starting from sinus-related issues and drainage.
Yeah, that was going to be top of my list. I was curious about that.
And again, typically sinus-related, most people will describe they have runny nose, they have itchy eyes. Often that cough is worse if they lie down. They kind of feel drainage, or they just feel a lot of mucus drainage. So a lot of those are fairly straightforward if it's a sinus problem. Others don't have sinus issues. They just have this cough. It's either a tickle or a scratch.
Right.
Just an annoying cough that they can have throughout the day. And again, some of that is either related to irritation to the bronchial tube or the trachea, or again, it can also mean some underlying problem with the lung itself. For example, people that have very mild asthma-related problems, may not necessarily be short of breath, but they could have a cough. So asthmatic conditions, which often typically are in younger people, adolescents, children, sometimes can be acquired in adult years. And again, some of that could be triggered by either cigarette smoking or passive cigarette smoking if you're in contact with it. Many people have a spouse, a roommate, or they work, not many left, but still work in environments where there is smoke. Or sometimes even other toxic substances, depending on their occupation, painters, drywall people, people who work around dust. Again, any of these things can trigger an inflammation of the bronchial tubes. So again, it could be an underlying asthmatic condition. There are a few medications, notoriously several blood pressure medications that can cause a persistent dry cough.
Really?
So sometimes that's an easy fix.
What type of medications are those?
Well, they're a class of drugs called ACE inhibitors, which would include drugs like lisinopril, and drugs of that class. So often just by eliminating or switching it to another medication for blood pressure would eliminate the cough. So again, sometimes it's a very easy fix just to try to identify the source of the problem. Sometimes it's not so easy. And again, we've had folks that have had complete evaluations, x-rays, and some folks have even had what we call bronchoscopies, where they actually go down and look, and it's not always clear. Again, there's other things that are less common, the so-called reflux problems from indigestion and acids that get up and can irritate the bronchial tube, or there's just an area where there's some kind of area of irritation that is not always readily seen, and those are rare. I think the most important thing is to first make sure that we eliminate the possibility of cancer. Anyone who's got a long history or prior history of smoking definitely needs chest x-ray. Anyone who's had previous exposure to silica dusts or asbestos asbestos. Again, these are people now who are older that have either worked on ships back in the 40s and 50s, or worked with brake linings or old air conditioning duct work where they used to use asbestos products sometimes, can develop some of these issues many, many years later after the fact, sometimes 30 or 40 years later. So again, getting a good chest x-ray to eliminate some of these things and make sure it's not underlying infection. Once those kinds of things are ruled out, then there's other ways we can look at things like asthmatic conditions and allergy and mold-like issues, and that way we can direct the treatment accordingly.
You see a lot of mold type of coughs from this area. I got up one day last week and I noticed on our bathroom ceiling, it's like, I think that's some, I don't know if it was mold or there was just some stuff up there. I had to spray it with a little bit of bleach. And, I think is it common? Is it something that if we eliminate that source, that maybe the coughs will diminish?
It could be. I think it's a bigger problem than most people realize. And some will see some of this mold that accumulates on the grating of the air ducts on the ceiling.
Right, exactly. That's where it was.
Sometimes it's worse than that because, again, some of these can actually thrive within the ductwork itself. So you can't really even see it. So that is a source in cases where, again, people are having persistent symptoms and problems, and we haven't been able to really identify the cause of it. And again, the drywall is a source if there's been previous water damage to a property or an older unit, where, again, there may have been water damage over the years, and some of that mold can accumulate. And I've seen people who have had a very difficult problem with mold-related asthma and lung issues literally have to have their house torn apart, or they have to literally move and get out of the environment altogether as the only way to actually get their symptoms to improve.
How about pets? We haven't talked about pets. Can that be a source also that maybe we're not aware that we are allergic to dander? And how does that show up? Would that show up in a chronic cough?
It could. And again, this is all within the spectrum of allergic disorders. And many folks will respond to simple medications to shut down the allergic response. If it's not clear where the source could be, which could be either household related, which would include animals, it would include, any kind of plant or dust-like things, then allergy testing would be the next step. We do that here in this office, and then certainly the allergy offices do a variety of different skin tests, most commonly, to try to identify, again, allergens or potential substances that trigger this. So again, for folks who are just not getting any kind of relief or they're not getting to the source of the problem, then allergy testing would identify, again, animals as well as dusts, certainly with the outdoor environmental allergens such as plant-based, flower-based, pollen-based, and many of the other outside molds and things would be another important source for the allergic reaction.
I would imagine that people, there's so many people are moving to this area and they are starting to develop these sorts of things, this chronic cough, and they'll tell you, I never had this before, and we have to recognize, well, you're in a whole new environment.
And that's common. I see people who have been here for one or two or even 3 years before these symptoms develop. So, again, they can develop over a period of time after relocating because, again, it's a completely different environment, especially for the outside allergens, plants, and molds. So, again, yeah, that is an important point. If it's something that's developed after several years of moving into this area, allergies would be an important thing to look at.
And, of course, if you've got a chronic cough or you're worried about mold and you want allergy testing, then we can direct you to South Strand Internist. Dr. Brian Adler, always available at 650-4006 on Glens Bay Road. Dr. Adler, always informative and always a pleasure, and we'll chat with you in, I think, 2 weeks.
Thank you very much.
This is Rick Lundy, your Edward Jones.